Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming a woman who is currently in the middle of a very intense breakup, with everyone else's expectations. She's a world-class yes woman turned boundary-setting warrior. Here to explain why no is actually the most beautiful word in the dictionary. Give it up for the recovering, reclaiming, and remarkably honest, me. It's me. Sorry, guys, I just had to do a little theatrics. Before we dive in, let's do a quick reality check. Raise your hand or just give me a knowing nod through the screen if you've ever said yes to a request, felt an immediate wave of nausea, then spent the next 3 days hoping for a cancellation due to the other person's schedule. Welcome to the club. This is Genesis C'est Quoi, and today, obviously, we're talking about being a recovering people pleaser. For a long time, I didn't have my own personality. Not really. I had a subscription to everyone else's needs. I was a human Swiss Army knife, useful to everyone else. But eventually, the screwdriver snapped, the scissors got dull, and I was just a jagged piece of metal scared to take up space in someone's pocket. I thought being available equaled valuable. But what I was actually doing was erasing myself. Now let's clear one thing up. Being helpful is a beautiful thing. Kindness is a superpower. When we can, we should show up, fight for others, and help. This is not me saying you should become a hermit who hates people and avoid doing your part for good in the world. Do good and be the good. We also have to acknowledge that we don't always have the privilege of saying no. Life isn't a self-help infographic. If a family member or a neighbor is in genuine crisis, or if your boss needs that report so the company doesn't go under, you can't exactly say, "Sorry, I'm honoring my soul's boundaries right now. Good luck with that emergency." Sometimes you just have to get it done. We show up because we care, and we show up because we are responsible adults. Now, with that being said, there is a massive difference between purposeful sacrifice, which is doing what needs to be done out of love, and pathological pleasing, doing what everyone else wants because you're terrified of that 5 seconds of awkwardness it takes to be honest. That was 5 seconds. Not so bad, right? Now, my people pleasing didn't just show up in favors. It showed up in my total inability to realize that I'm a human being with physical limits. It's wild because I did not expect this behavior from anyone else in return. In fact, the idea of asking for help gave me hives. So I would take on more and silently drown. A few years ago, I hit my yes capacity. I was so busy trying to be everyone's favorite person that I just looked up at my life one day and realized I didn't even have time to schedule a breath. I just needed a break, but the idea of letting anyone down haunted me. This season of my life was a great way to survive and not think about how deep my depression was. Because again, there's no time for tears when you're booked to the ceiling, am I right? But there was also no time for healing. I know I'm not alone in this. For many years, I continued to put my value in saying yes to others. It's so hard to admit, but I was so sacrifice-obsessed that I was willing to literally sacrifice my own health just to avoid the perceived disappointment of those around me. Now, outside of my own childhood trauma, which left unhealed for so long, played a huge role in this, there's also a biological reason we do this. It's called the fawn response. Most of us know fight or flight. But fawning is when your brain decides that the safest way to exist is to be useful and agreeable as possible. When you please someone, your brain gets a hit of dopamine. Okay, that on its own, no problem. However, making it a fear response habit also keeps your cortisol, that stress hormone, through the roof. So you're in a constant state of momentary highs and stressful, constant lows. When you live like this, you aren't just busy. You're mentally and physically exhausted. Your body starts keeping score, leading to those mystery headaches and that deep, bone-weary fatigue. You know the one. We've all heard that cliche, you can't pour from an empty cup. Honestly, I use this phrase all the time. But let's look at the truth. When we think our cup is empty and we keep trying to pour, something does come out. Resentment, bitterness, and exhaustion. If I'm helping you because I'm terrified you'll be mad if I don't, I'm not actually giving you me. That isn't kindness. It's a transaction. Being true to yourself means recognizing that your energy is a finite resource. The turning point is when your yes starts to actually mean something. Obviously, I still say yes when I have to sometimes. But now, I say yes when I really want to, because I know what burnout can do to me. So I also say no or not right now as well. These days, when I help a friend, it's because I genuinely want to be there. Because I've cleared out all the garbage yeses, I finally have the energy to give my full heart to things that matter. So how do we change this? We do it through small, and not gonna lie to you, sometimes uncomfortable increments. Start with things like the 24-hour buffer. When asked for a favor, say, "Let me check my schedule and get back to you." It gives your brain time to move out of fawn mode. Evaluate the why. Is it a fear or a genuine desire to help? If it's fear, the answer's probably no. Start small. Practice saying no to things that don't really matter, like that extra warranty at the store. This also feels like a great time to mention that no is a complete sentence. "I'm not available to do that right now" is a full and valid answer. And although you do not need it, you have my full support in this. For so long, I was afraid to take up space, ask for help when I needed it, and not accept help when I was offered. Learning to worry less about pleasing others freed me up emotionally to be better for myself, my family, and my friends. It finally clicked that I'm not a burden when I started talking to myself the way I would talk to friends. When I started saying no and the world didn't collapse around me, I felt free. We've talked about this many times. In French, je ne sais quoi means that a certain something that can't be described. For years, my certain something was just a reflection of whatever other people around me needed me to be. But recovery means finding the spark that is uniquely mine, even if it's inconvenient for others. Being true to yourself is the highest form of service you can offer. A well-rested, honest you is infinitely more helpful than a burnt-out yes machine. I cannot stress this enough. You are allowed to take up space. You are allowed to be tired, and you're allowed to look at your calendar, do a heart check, and say no to things. Because when you do this, yes can finally have the power it deserves. You finally have the power you deserve. As always, thank you for watching. Thank you for letting me share my vulnerable. Have a great week. Maybe say yes to something because you want to. Maybe say no to something because you can't. Either way, it's okay. See you next time.